Hi there, this is Ella Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, May 5th. We all know what a big day it is at Churchill Downs, but for this podcast and for the accompanying blog at amwager.com, I'm going to tackle a few races at Belmont. There's various reasons why, but these are some great betting races. If you want my analysis, of course, the Derby is absolutely free at Equibase, America's Best Racing. Doesn't include the betting recommendations or fair odds, but my breakdown of the contenders in the race and how I see it is there for everybody. You could just Google that. Find it at americasbestracing.net or Equibase under More and Feature Race of the Week. Free stuff and Feature Race of the Week. But in this blog and podcast this week at amwager.com, we're going to go over some races at the Belmont, and they are great betting races for those of you playing at AmWager. Hopefully you are, because they're kind enough to support this podcast and blog. We're going to start in the sixth race at Belmont, the Sheepshead Bay, post time 3:30 Eastern. And I really think Santa Monica's a standout here. She is the second choice on the morning line at 5-2. Holy Elena, 7-5. I don't like her a bit. Talk about why. She won the Grade 3 Vray, won at a mile and 3/16. That's not a mile and 3/8. Her biggest win, of course, came in the Queen's Plate in all weather. Her last two Equibase speed figures, the best of her career, 97-98. They really don't hold a candle to the three other horses I'm going to talk about here. And I don't know why she's 7-5. She's a nice horse, but she just doesn't seem to have the chops to go 11 furlongs on the grass here. Santa Monica, on the other hand, is... She imported from Europe for Chad Brown. 12 furlongs at Keeneland was no problem. April 18th off a layoff since November. She powered home, going from 8th to draw off by 4 at 3-5 at a mile and a half off a layoff. Brown's so good with that move. Tyler Gaffalione, not usually known for riding for Brown, but a look at the record is very good. 6-18 together in the last year, and I think it's 11-27. Really good record together, maybe 12-27. This filly ran third in a group two at the Curra at a mile and a quarter in 2016 as a three-year-old. She won a group three at 12 furlongs at Cork last year. She had an issue in her last race. She bled probably. She came here. She ran on Lasix. She can improve a ton second off a layoff. She's going to be a low-odds overlay here. I'd bet Santa Monica at 6-5 or better. Estrachada and Somersault are the two I'm going to use in exactas with Santa Monica. Estrachada won the grade three Weya at 12 furlongs last summer at Saratoga. She was off November to January. She didn't run badly when fourth in a race won by Plain Air, who's an up-and-coming horse. Second off the layoff, she ships around nicely. David Cohen rides, and she's got a 108 figure from that 12 furlong grade three win. This is a grade two, not much different. Somersault ran the best race of her life in the non-graded Soaring Softly, but she had also run third behind Weya, beaten less than a length, and she ran very well earlier in her career to win the Orchid at 11 furlongs at Gulfstream, actually last April. 106 figure last time out was the best ever. She's improving. She's got a price. What we'll do here is we'll make a key low odds win bet on Santa Monica at 6-5 or better, but I would consider smaller win bets on either Estrachada or Somersault at 3-1. Play an exact of box, Santa Monica, Estrachada, and Somersault, and play an exact of Santa Monica over Estrachada and Somersault. We're going to move on to the 10th race at Belmont, the Fort Marcy Stakes, post time 5:48. Belmont, don't forget you can get these written out as well at amwager.com. Click on handicapping and Ella Starr's blog. Robert Bruce is the top pick here. A perfect 6-6 in Native Chile. Again, a Chad Brown import. Just look at Santa Monica. Gives you an idea how good he is. 8-34 with these kind. 19-34 in the money with imports. Just tremendous, ready to go. 6-6, including a Group 1 win in a really highly ranked stakes down there. There was a $160,000 purse at mile and a half. He's won from 6 furlongs to a mile and a half. I don't see any reason he shouldn't run big. The equivalent Equibase speed figures are tremendous, 117, 113, 107. He's a perfect horse, and what's great about this race is you get a bad favorite in the other Brown starter, or one of the other Brown starters in Silver Wave, who will be bet because he ran in the Arc de Triomphe last time out, last October, but he was last of 18 at 87-1. He ran second in a Group 1, the Grand Prix de St. Cloud, last July. He won a Group 2, but those were a mile and a half. This is a mile and an eighth. He's never run a mile and an eighth. I think this is just a prep, and I think you can beat him. So Robert Bruce, a good bet here. Then we're going to look at Luke Cullen, who is ridiculous 12-1 for a horse that has done nothing wrong except for last time out in the Muniz when he bobbled the break, broke 11th, rallied to 6th, 6th of 12. Before that, he won his comeback strongly by 3 lengths to mile and an eighth. And before the layoff, second to the very good Yoshida in the 9-furlong Hill Print Stakes, his only stakes of his career. This is Godolphin. This is McLaughlin. This is a horse with a lot of talent and a 116 figure to run back to at 12-1. Then you've got Spring Quality with 5 wins in 9 career starts. Mile and three-eighths, mile and eighth, his only two turf races, fourth behind Black Type in the Knickerbocker, but then a big effort to win the Red Smith in November. Comes back from a short layoff, but Graham Motion trains on Fair Hills on the all-weather, so horses are fit coming back from layoffs. In the Fort Marcy race, 10 at Belmont, 5:48 Eastern. Robert Bruce, key low-odds win bet, just like Santa Monica, 9-5 or better. Absolutely consider another win bet on Luke Cullen. If you play with Amwager, you could use their Dutching tool, which allows you to bet more than one horse to win. Place bet Luke Cullen 8-1 or more, and maybe Spring Quality at 5-1 or higher, maybe a smaller amount. Exact a box. Going to throw in one more horse here, the 4 Market Off for Mike Maker. I'm not going to get beat by him. He won at a mile and an eighth in January with a really decent 104 figure, and then he was only beaten a length of Saddler's Joy, One Go All Go, and Nessie in the Mac Diarmada, and One Go All Go came back to post an upset in the Elkhorn, and Nessie won his next start. After that, the 12 furlong to the Pan American was a bit too far. He didn't like it, but he's going to be a price, and he could be in the money. So the play is going to be an exact box of Robert Bruce, Luke Cullen, Spring Quality, and Market Off. Going to the third and final race on this weekend's Derby weekend blog, Key Races and Bets blog, sponsored by my friends at Amwager.com. Please check them out. We're going to go to the 11th, the Westchester. And it is a 6-horse field, but we have a bad favorite in Cloud Computing. Going to be even money. That's the morning line job to predict. People will bet him because he won the Preakness, but he broke his maiden at 6 furlongs on the inner track at Aqueduct, which is no more. No comparison to a mile. He won the Preakness. He ran second, of course, in the Gotham, third in the Wood, and then won the Preakness. He was 13-1 that day. And then 2 really bad races in Jim Dandy and Travers. I'm just not sure he's that good. But his best figure is 101, and he's even money here, and I'm going to completely go against him here. The key is how the pace is going to run, because Tommy Macho came from off the pace to win the Hooper, but he's vulnerable to a lone leader. He got beaten by Conquest Big E wire-to-wire in the Hardacre Mile. He got beaten by Sharp Azteca wire-to-wire in the Kelso, and the same thing happened last year to Derfong in the Forgo. Mo Trouble ships up from Parks, and he's 30-1, and I think that's a bit ridiculous. So I'm going to take a shot here with Mo Trouble. Mo Trouble is trained by Claudio Gonzalez, who I'm honestly not too familiar with because he trains mostly at Parks. But when you look at the guy, he's 40-161 on the year. And then going back the last few years, he ships all over to win stakes. He's 10-33 in stakes races at Parks, Charlestown, Mountaineer, Laurel. In dirt stakes, he's 13-52. With 7 different horses the last 5 years. When he shipped to New York in the past, he's got 2 wins in 3 seconds from 7 starts. And Mo Trouble, his last race was phenomenal because it was a 2-turn mile, and he made the lead against Open Company, not Pennsylvania Breds. He led from the start on decent fractions, got beat a length and a half, was 4 3/4 clear, and the Equibase figure was 117, which is the best in this field. And if you believe it at all, he could have a shot here cutting back to a 1-turn mile. Plus, he's pretty darn consistent. He's been first or second in 11 of 16 races. Conquest Big E will probably be forced to take the second position behind him if Mo Trouble goes, because Mo Trouble's inside in the gate. If they both go, Tommy Macho probably wins. I'll get back to that in a second. But Conquest Big E may be able to come off the pace. Certainly, his best asset is his speed. 111 last time out. Rock solid horse. 3-1. More than fair. Tommy Macho, because I don't like Cloud Computing, is the horse that gets up at any kind of duel. He repeats his Hooper win or his House Hope win from last year, which was a career best 114 Equibase figure. So that's the way the race is here. I can't resist this bet and this race. Mo Trouble, win in place, 3-1 or more in the Westchester race 11 at Belmont. Consider a win bet on Conquest Biggie if he gets 7-2. It's above his morning line. And Tommy Macho at 2-1 if you believe particularly that the two horses are going to duel. For the exacta, we're just going to play Mo Trouble in first and second with all. 3 overall and all over 3. And that wraps up this week's Key Races and Bets podcast. I hope you like it. If you want the written one, the blog, go to amwager.com. And thanks for listening. And don't forget, if you want Derby analysis, you can get that at Equibase. If you want my entire card for the Oaks and the Derby, all, 13 races on Friday, 14 on Saturday. It's available just $14.50. I don't have a choice on the price, sorry, at Equibase.com. And good luck. Thanks for listening.